in Northeast this new year are breaking century-old records. Cold-blooded. 60 degrees below zero.
The winter.
Every state except Hawaii had at least one area reporting a below-freezing temperature this morning.
The cold has now spread to my special place.
It is colder today in Dallas, Texas, than it is in Anchorage, Alaska.
America's ice age has begun.
And here with more on our Ice Age.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Okay, so we're up to 27 at this particular hour. Last hour, we were 25. The record is 24. So it's possible to somewhere in between an hour, you follow me, we might have gotten to the record an hour. I'll check on that. We'll know that in just a moment. But we were very, very close to the coldest ever on this date. And the wind chill factor is still pretty cold. We're at 17 right now. Our forecast for today's sunshine and cold with a high of 53. Well, that's way below normal for this time of the year, but it's better than yesterday. Not quite as windy, too. East wind 7 to 13 today. So increasing clouds tonight as a little disturbance in the Gulf approaches. We'll be close to freezing. I think we'll be around the freeze mark 32, 33. Tomorrow, spotty showers possible by the afternoon, but a cold day, high of 49, and then a cold rain tomorrow night. Thursday night's low 42. Chances of morning rain on Friday, but I think by afternoon we're dry. And then moderating temperatures over the weekend. I think we're into the 60s by Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. In fact, I think by Sunday and Monday, perhaps mid-60s. So that's nice. And I don't really see any more cold bumps, if you will, for the rest of the month, in that there's nothing shocking that I see. I think we're getting into a milder pattern, and that's certainly good news. Right now, this morning, we have mostly clear skies, 27 degrees. Northeast winds, it's 5 miles per hour at 7:03. Are you thinking of lunch already? And something really good to make you get you through your morning thinking about going to the Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. Now, let me mention a couple of things that I don't tell you about very often. And that's a couple of items that I actually didn't get a chance to try. One of them is the banana pudding, because they were out the morning I was up there over here recently. And the key lime pudding. People swear by the key lime pudding at Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. Well, you know about the other stuff. I mean, the pulled pork with the butts in cooking for, 12 hours straight. That's amazing. That's why they're so moist and tender. And then the barbecued pit chicken, the turkey breast, the ribs. Boy, oh boy, a rack of their ribs. I went in and saw their brick barbecue room. They have the only brick barbecue anywhere in the state of Alabama, and they have 5 of them. Just amazing. Oh, the side items too. World famous as far as they've won awards on many of their recipes at Smokehouse Pit Barbecue, including the barbecue baked beans and the homemade potato chips and the potato salad and the coleslaw, and one of my favorites is the Brunswick stew as well. They're 10 minutes from downtown Montgomery, 10 minutes from Maxwell Air Force Base. They're on Main Street in Millbrook. They first opened their doors in 1990, and they're famous. Best barbecue around. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue, you know you want some.
Good news. After traffic. We don't know if traffic's good news. 7:05.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Morning. Isn't it just a gorgeous day out there? You couldn't ask for a more beautiful Wednesday morning. It is very cold out there, but you got a nice ride in this morning because the interstates are looking great right now. Just a lot of traffic there. Boulevard is building, as well as the 31s inbound. More cars on the road in the 7 o'clock hour, but you know what? We got no accidents anywhere so far. So you got that going for you on this Wednesday morning. Smile, buckle up, and try to stay warm out there. At Reinhardt Lexus, you can get a 2014 Lexus ES350, certified with a 2-year unlimited mileage warranty, only $21,976. Call Dan Knotts at Reinhardt Lexus. This special is only available through Wednesday night. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
I almost got confused here because I have to tell you later about a guy that had an accident as a kid and they found a tooth growing in his nose.
Oh.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, true story. But that's not the good news. I would think if I were picking my nose and there was a tooth in there, that would not be good news. I'd be happy about that discovery.
Especially if I was younger, I'd have to reevaluate everything that I knew because I thought, you know.
It's just not supposed to happen.
As I get older, do teeth grow out of my nose now?
Yeah, there's enough.
Do I need to shove a carrot up there?
This is actually about a couple of kids, a 9-year-old girl in Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Charlotte.
It doesn't work as well as Rochester.
Rochester?
Yeah, right.
Rochester has nothing to do with Charlotte.
Yeah, I know. Got nothing.
Anyway.
Been there a few times.
9-year-old Alex Fisher and her 6-year-old sister Caroline lived there. For the past couple of years, they raised money to pay for other families' Thanksgiving dinners. Uh-huh. 2 years ago, their mom wanted to donate a single box of Thanksgiving supplies to a local mission that hands out food to families in need. But Alex said one box isn't enough, and he wanted to donate 10. Then last year, they upped their goal, raised a bunch of money online, and donated 130 boxes.
I love that.
Along with 50 frozen turkeys. And this year, they have doubled on that, raising enough money to do 108 complete Thanksgiving meals with a few weeks to spare. A lot of work, but this is great when kids... Yeah,
everybody should have a great Thanksgiving meal, and I love that the kids are getting involved in it. That's a good story. I love that story.
Tell you, you know, I had that experience when I was putting my life together back in Indiana of going to the local Y and accepting a bag of groceries.
Why not? Yeah, sure.
Because I just didn't have it.
Yeah.
Very humbling. But God was good to me, and I didn't have to do that again. It is 9 minutes after 7 o'clock. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. Got a new driver in the family on a budget. You got to get it right the first time when you buy. And when you're buying from a private party, maybe they are good people. Maybe their intentions are good. But when you shop at Jack Ingram, you know you're getting a vehicle that has been thoroughly vetted. I was in Tip Tame's office, and a car that came in trade had been evaluated. He was running the Carfax report on it.
Mm-hmm.
He really wanted to resell this vehicle, and I saw it out in front. It was a Jetta, I think, about 14 years old, but it looked brand new. A most deceptively beautiful car. And he was looking forward to putting it on the value lot or in this category. And the Carfax report came back. It had been through some major repairs. It had been in a couple of significant wrecks. And he says, damn, I wanted to, you know, put this one out there. But he declined because it did have that type of vehicle history. And, of course, the mechanics, now I have not visited them, but they go through these machines to make sure there's nothing happening in the engine that's going to have the customer coming back with the car upset. So shop with confidence at Jack Ingram. By the way, if you have a credit issue or two, you just heard me tell a story about my life. What do you think my credit score was then? It was probably lower than my body temperature. So they have a program for you. Get good wheels at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. 235 Northeastern Bypass. Shop online at jackingram.com. Your local news. I do have a convoluted introduction for Random Facts today, and that's next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery firefighters were called to 3 separate fires in just 1 hour last night. They happened on Calmar Drive, Thomas Avenue, and Forest Grove Drive between 6 and 7 o'clock. Fire investigators have not said if anyone was hurt or what caused these fires. Hundreds gathered Tuesday for the historic inauguration of Stephen Reed as mayor of Montgomery. 9 city council members were also sworn into office at the ceremony. Charles Jenright was named city council president. And Republican Charlotte Meadows wins the special election for House District 74. She had 68.9% of the vote against Democrat Rayford Mack. The special election was to fill the seat left vacant after Dimitri Palizzo's died earlier this year. Voter turnout was 7.81%. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixings. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button. You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com, wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass,
bass.
On Thanksgiving Day, I think it's pretty true. Us dads can't make it, like we're supposed to do. The dining room, room, we have no taste. We put all the wrong forks in all the wrong places. I see the magazines with all the recipes. My daughter, she could make it, but me,
Daddy, please.
So mommy hands me this and says, you gotta stop till every inch of it is perfect from the bottom to the top. Oh yeah, mama, she told me, don't worry.
And now, here's the baster that does...
I was wondering where you're going to go with that.
Oh. Based hole.
You're so naughty.
It was all in good fun.
Did you know? An element, or I guess it's an element, I don't know, it's an alloy is what it is. It's called electrum. It is a naturally occurring alloy of gold and silver. It was used as early as the 3rd millennium BC in Egypt, and it was used as an exterior coating to the pyramidians that sit atop the pyramids and the, what are they called, obelisks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The first metal coins ever made were of electrum, and for a few decades, the Nobel Prize medals were made out of it as well.
Electrum.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything about it.
No, that's why we call it random facts.
Right?
Did you know, though, that for the James Bond movies Goldfinger and Thunderball, Aston Martin produced two Aston M DB5 prototypes? One was auctioned for $4.6 million in 2010. The other car, which appeared in the comedy The Cannonball Run, was stolen from its Florida-based owner in 1997 and has never been recovered. Did you know? There are, scientists believe, about 150 million dead mammoths frozen beneath the tundra in Siberia.
Didn't now they found some of those, and they said the meat was still edible.
Yeah, because it's been frozen in ice. Yeah,
yeah, and the DNA is. I mean, we could see a mammoth. What would that word be? Or not a regeneration?
Clone?
Yeah, we could see a mammoth clone.
Yeah. Did you know the use of the term love for a zero score in tennis?
Oh. How about a zero score on a Saturday night?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got a lot of those.
But no, the use of it in tennis likely evolved from the French. They used a word called l'œuf, L-O-E-U-F, l'œuf, which translates to the egg, which is a prominent object, of course, that looks like the number zero. If you get a goose egg, you got a big fat zero. So, yeah.
Love.
Did you know of an Indian woman named Noor Inayat Khan? She was posthumously awarded... Posthumously, that word makes you want to lisp.
Posthumously. Yes, it does.
She was awarded the George Cross for her service during World War II. Mm-hmm. She was the first female wireless operator to be parachuted into France to assist with the French resistance.
Wow.
Did you know of a guy by the name of Glenn K. Tripp? He was a copycat of D.B. Cooper.
Oh.
Oh, before the fact?
The hijacker.
Was that before?
It was after.
Oh. What did he do?
Yeah.
So... Tell me.
Well, hang on. Let me see. Cooper was not the first to attempt air piracy for personal gain. In early November, 19, a Canadian man by... Nope, that's not him.
Oh, there's a lot of that back then.
Yeah, apparently there's a lot. Yeah. But yeah, so this is a copycat of DB. His name's Glenn K. Tripp. He hijacked a plane for a $600,000 ransom. But one of the flight attendants spiked his drink with a Valium. Wow. And after a 10-hour standoff, he lowered his ransom to 3 cheeseburgers and a head start on a getaway.
Wow.
There's probably a lot that end up like that. A lot of copycats that end up like that, where it's right.
Yeah, you know.
You'll never get away with it like Cooper did.
Hey, speaking of sex, I just put a very funny cartoon on my Facebook page, which I hope you'll...
Speaking of sex... how many more we got time for?
One
more? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll just tell you what we've got coming up. How about that? Let me throw it. I'll use this as the tease.
As you wish.
We're going to talk about childhood obesity, which is always a fun topic.
Fat chance.
Armistice Day, mm-hmm. which just occurred not well. Veterans Day, yeah. Aldous Huxley.
Huxley.
Yeah. We'll also talk about the author of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Roald Dahl, which I think I probably mispronounced. And the Leaning Tower of Pisa. We'll talk about that as well. That is all coming up in Random Facts after our break.
All right. At 20 minutes past 7 o'clock, a reminder that you can get your flu shot today at 3 separate Adams Drugs locations. They have wellness clinics here in Montgomery, right up the street from us, at right off 85 at Perry Hill and Carmichael Road. There is a wellness clinic at the Wetumpka location on Highway 231 and one in Prattville as well. So if you need to get a flu shot, it is that season, and it is going around. It's been a very active year. That's what my doctor friends are saying. That's among the many services you'll enjoy from Alabama's number one retailer. And that's not because of the volume of business they do. They were awarded that title for the great track record they've built since 1962, starting with one store on Adams Street here in Montgomery. When you hook up with Adams Drugs, you're going to find people who are going to make you feel appreciated. The customer service is top-notch, very personal. They're incredibly accommodating. You don't feel like you're just another face at a box store pharmacy where there's 100 people waiting to get taken care of. So go local with terrific people that will make it worth your while. They can get your insurance information in less than 2 minutes, and you're ready to go. Nice gift shops, too, especially for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday and Christmas. They have things there that become heirloom type of decorations. Go to AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you.
Well, I hope you are having a fantastic Wednesday morning. I'm telling you right now, we are seeing a lot of cars on the road this morning. I-85 is very busy inbound and outbound from downtown. I-65, pretty much the same way. Drive carefully. We have no issues on the interstates. The Boulevard is seeing more traffic, as well as 231 out of Wetumpka, Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue into downtown. Very busy this morning. No accidents anywhere, so please drive carefully. Keep up the good work. We will keep you updated. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, my crepitus kicked in as I came back from part two of
Random Facts.
Ah, the crepitus.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That was for our TV audience this morning.
Right. Now we know what you got.
Yeah.
Now we can put a name on it.
Crepitus. Did you know the Mediterranean region has the highest rate of childhood obesity in the world?
The Mediterranean.
The Mediterranean region. This surpasses other Western nations like the United States, of course, the UK, yeah, and Germany.
Germany? What's wrong with the fat kids we got?
What, the fat kids we got taste pretty good? Hansel and Gretel.
They remain lost because they ate the crumbs they were dropping.
Did you know the first official Armistice Day events were subsequently held in the grounds of Buckingham Palace on the morning of November 11th, 1919? It included a 2-minute silence as a mark of respect for those who died in the war and those left behind. This would then set a trend for a day of remembrance. So, did you know Aldous Huxley? He was the writer of Brave New World. He died while tripping on acid. 6 hours before his death, he requested 100 micrograms of acid be injected intramuscularly, I guess, which was given to him moments later.
Right.
However, his death, like that of also another author, C.S. Lewis, was overshadowed by the assassination of JFK.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, okay, so he was a famous guy. He had an overdose then, right? Is that what?
Well, he didn't. He was on his way out, basically.
Oh, I see.
And he said, go ahead and just
go ahead and inject
pump me full of acid. Let's see what happens. Basically.
Wow.
Let's see how that works.
His last words were awesome.
Right. Yeah.
Weird request.
Media coverage of his death, along with C.S. Lewis, was overshadowed that day by the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
There are a lot of examples of that on big news days, stuff that got buried because... Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It was overshadowed.
Yeah, this was the Eclipsed Celebrity Death Club was an article in a New York magazine.
You could almost compare it to Chappaquiddick. Chappaquiddick would have been a front page story had it not been for the moon landing.
Yes. That probably, the moon landing probably saved Ted Kennedy's
career. It could have.
Because people were so wrapped up in that major achievement that it, what happened in Chappaquiddick looked greatly diminished by comparison.
Yeah. Did you know another author, Roald Dahl, he's the author of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. He had written his first book for Walt Disney Productions. It was called The Gremlins.
Uh-huh.
A full-length feature film was planned, but was abandoned during pre-production due to British military interference. The 1984 film Gremlins, you know, with Gizmo and everything is an homage to the book, The Gremlins.
I wonder if it had the three same rules. You know what I'm talking
about? It didn't.
What are the three rules again? Stay. Keep away from water. No light. About the lights.
Yeah.
Don't feed them.
Bright light will kill them. Water causes them to multiply. And if you feed them after midnight, they turn into the gremlins. Right. Basically, these gremlins that he was writing about, they're the ones that were always blamed by pilots. In the
they used the word gremlin when there was a glitch of some
sort
of a
And finally, did you know that the Leaning Tower of Pisa was almost destroyed during World War II because of suspicions of German activity going on within it? U.S. Army Sergeant Leon Weckstein, tasked to confirm the German activity, called off the artillery strike. Due to not only the tower, but also the beauty of connecting buildings that were nearby. Because there was going to be a strike on that area. And it would have just destroyed that place.
I seem to recall reading fairly recently that the Leaning Tower is going to fall one day.
It will, but the recent renovation...
They've taken measurements to ensure that does not happen.
The recent renovation is got it safe for several years.
They've taken action to ensure that doesn't happen. But it's one of these things that will have to continuously take place.
Right.
So they do it, like you said, they just did it. It gives it a few years, and then they've got to redo it again.
Yep.
To give it a few more years and a few more. So, yeah.
Isn't it funny? That's the most interesting thing... I think in the world that it's so popular because it's
wrong.
It's a little wrong. Yeah, it's off.
It's a little off. Those are all of your random facts.
Thanks, Jay. Coming up in Animal Stories later, a dumpster diving bear story and elephant poop.
That's one of our stories this morning?
Well, all right.
Yeah. But wait till you find out what they do with that elephant poop. Okay. Now, that's animal-related, so it counts, right?
Sure, yeah, of course.
Let me put a big A-S there. Well, I talk about Infusion Cryo Layer. They're going to get a $10 Food Outlet pop quiz question together. Mm-hmm. Infusion is a place that offers solutions, and it's especially great this time of the year when we are super active, we are super busy, and we're... Okay. Super partiers, too. You know, we've got, in addition, not just drinking, but overeating and so forth. Infusion has solutions that work immediately, like IV vitamin therapy, which can help anything from stress release to athletic performance, weight loss. They just tweak the IV cocktail to whatever result you desire. There is a long menu of options, and always get that glutathione in there at the end, because that's the master antioxidant. Those worked. I do a Myers about every couple of weeks or so, just for that extra boost. And the amino acid about once a month, because I'm doing keto, and it all helps. Cryotherapy, yeah, it's cold outside. That's not cryotherapy. Cryotherapy is in that chamber for 3 minutes that gets your body's blood circulating at a level that distributes everything you need to feel better is there. But better circulation helps distribute it and accelerate the result from it. Ask about the red light room. This is laser stimulation for your entire body. You just stand in the room. A day like today would be a good day to try that because it's cold and the red light room is very, very warm. And you'll feel it immediately. They give you almost like a drug reaction, but it's all natural. It's just technologies that get your body to perform at a better level. If you'd like to learn more, call them at 296-1662, 296-1662. Visit and then explore the website, infusioncryoandlaser.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here he is, Quizmaster Jay with today's $10 food pop quiz question.
Back into Random Facts. Not too far back, though, in our second part of Random Facts. What region did we say had the highest rate of childhood obesity?
Okay, where are the fat kids at? 272-9228, 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins, and everybody that calls qualifies for our spectacular end-of-the-week grand prize drawing. 272-9228.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Well, on this beautiful Wednesday, we are seeing a lot of traffic on the highways right now. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with an update. Highway 231, busy at all the red lights. Jasmine Hill, Rifle Range, the River Bridge, Congressman Dickinson, Atlanta Highway and Federal to Madison into downtown are very busy at this time. The Boulevard is looking good, just a lot of traffic there. I-65 and 85 are rolling pretty well. I-65 southbound at 143, where the folks from Millbrook jump on. We're beginning to see a little bit of a lag right there. But use caution, drive carefully. We have no accidents so far anywhere this morning. Good job out there. Premier Place Shopping Center has everything for the holidays. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lodge, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place Shopping Center, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, $10, great food, a food outlet for the correct answer to our pop quiz question. Janice, you get first crack at it. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you this morning?
Hey, we're swell. Great. I have crepitus.
He does. He's got crepitus. Janice, are you a first-time caller?
Not first time, but it's been a very long time.
Oh, okay. It goes back.
Well, it's great to hear from you. What do you think?
I'm going to say the Mediterranean.
Yeah, that's where these large kids are.
Is that it?
That's the correct
answer. It's not Germany.
Yeah.
You know what? I heard all of that, but my first reaction would have been Germany.
Yeah.
So good for you, Janice, for being a good listener.
But Mediterranean, so that would be places like Greece, including Italy, and where they have
Sicily.
Pasta,
mm-hmm.
and pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? And Greece, like you said. But there's a lot of good-looking people in Greece. So.
Here's a pop quiz question for you. Huh. Which is further away from where we are right now, the Athenian Sea or the Aegean Sea?
And why do we care?
We don't. I don't care. I asked to see if you would have the answer.
I have no idea.
Because I don't have any idea.
Oh, you have no clue either?
Oh, thank you.
All right, Janice, hang on. Let's say good morning. John, thanks for trying. You're in our big end-of-the-week grand prize drawing, though.
What's up? Hey, thank you very much, guys. I enjoyed the show. And if you don't mind, I apologize. I have been out of pocket and been able to listen like I normally would. Where is Emily?
Emily, just over a month now, Emily resigned. For personal reasons, yours truly, Rich, Jay, the boss, we all tried to persuade her to reconsider. In fact, that's why we didn't say anything right away, because we thought she might change her mind. But they have moved up near Huntsville, I guess, right?
North Alabama, they're both doing very well, and they both have really nice jobs that they're excited about. So.
Yes. No, there's real opportunity for them. So,
that's
what we had to say goodbye, and it was not an easy thing to do, but look, I've left morning shows myself. It happens in the business.
It's part of this business.
But it's funny you should ask that today, John, because I'm wearing, if anybody saw us on TV, I'm wearing my Griswold red sweatshirt that she gave me for Christmas a couple of years ago.
Yeah, we got all got that one.
Please spell that for me. That is awesome. Y'all still have a great show. Thank you for everything. Talk to you guys later.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
It is Serena.
Well, good morning. Hi. I didn't want to hang up. Just wanted to say good morning. Hope y'all have a great day.
We are working on that. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Speaking of sex.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
It's a way speaking about sex. We were
it's
speaking
a way to
about,
stay warm. When
we were speaking about
storm.
Obese children. Sunshine and cold. Sunshine cold today with a high temperature up to about 53. We're at 27 right now with a wind chill factor of 21. And we did get down to 25 in Montgomery. So ever so close to the all-time record of 24 from 1968. Not quite as windy today, but today's high of 53 is way below normal. Increasing clouds tonight will be somewhere close to freezing. Maybe end up around 33, 32, something like that later on tonight. Then some spotty showers possible by tomorrow afternoon. A cold day, high 49. A cold rain tomorrow night, low 42. Friday, chance of rain early in the day. Look for moderating temperatures over the upcoming weekend. I think we reach the 60s. By Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and in fact, I'm looking down the road for the rest of the month. I don't see any more of these nasty temperature plunges in November, which is great news. So we see a milder pattern coming in. Right now this morning with clear skies, it's 27 degrees at 7:37.
Need to do some holiday shopping but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
In addition to Rich's weather video for today, I put some really good stuff on Facebook today that I think is worth taking a moment and looking at my wall, the first four or five items. I found that when I first woke up this morning. It's a meme. And the point that the meme makes is the upper picture is Egyptian hieroglyphics.
Oh, I see what the...
And the bottom is all the emojis that are on your phone. And it looks like we're going back to the same kind of language, that's communicating funny. With little faces.
We need a Rosetta Stone to figure it out.
Yeah, I just thought that, because that's true. 4,000 mm-hmm. years later, yeah. That's exactly what we're doing.
Wow.
Sparky.
Good morning.
What's up?
Hi.
How's everybody doing today?
Yeah, you
just
know.
Fine, man.
Yeah. It's cold, huh?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, Greg, remember that you got that cut of, you are an idiot. Get ready to play that, okay?
Okay.
I want to tell you a story.
I got it ready.
Okay. Remember the commercial, Prestone, Prestone, who needs Prestone?
No.
I don't think...
You don't remember that? Maybe it didn't play in Florida, but...
Okay, I don't remember it, but...
Was it for antifreeze?
Well, the fact of the matter is, in the wintertime, you should have some Prestone in your...
this is true,
right.
In your vehicle.
Sure, of course.
Well, I've got a problem with my vehicle because it uses a lot of water, so... I don't put Prestone in it.
Oh.
So I spent about an hour today praying that my car would warm up enough to unfreeze the thermostat and let water into my engine.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, Greg. Play it.
You are an idiot.
Yeah, you definitely want some antifreeze in there.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just enough to freeze that little component up.
Oh, man.
Sparky, I know you're better than that.
And what are you going to do?
It's a rare thing. I wish I had your skill set. I would be a very fabulously successful person. One mistake in a while, it's okay. We appreciate your call, man.
Thanks.
7:40, we have Fox Business, your local news. And then this morning, we did talk about Googling your symptoms. That was our topic on TV. Yep. And we have a two-minute song about why you shouldn't do that. Then we'll have animal stories. So that's all coming up at 7:40.
Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The National Association of Manufacturers was the target of hackers this summer. Reuters says there was a breach of the industry group's computer network, and it's suspected that hackers from China were responsible. The group hired a cybersecurity firm and says the network is now secure. Tesla is revealing plans to make cars in Germany near Berlin. The electric car company is also planning an engineering and Design Center near the plant. President Trump and Apple CEO Tim Cook are expected to visit Apple's facilities in Texas to see where Apple products are made in the U.S. Reuters says the visit could come as soon as next week. Nike will stop a pilot project with Amazon and will no longer sell its clothing and sneakers directly to Amazon. Nike executives say the relationship did not end the problem of unauthorized sellers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. There's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save tens of thousands. For tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Hundreds gathered Tuesday for the historic inauguration of Stephen Reed as mayor of Montgomery. Nine city council members were also sworn into office at the ceremony. Charles Jenright was named city council president. Republican Charlotte Meadows wins the special election for House District 74. She had 68.9% of the vote against Democrat Rayford Mack. The special election was to fill the seat left vacant after Dimitri Palizos died earlier this year. Voter turnout was 7.81%. And Montgomery firefighters were called to three separate fires in just 1 hour last night. They happened on Calmar Drive, Thomas Avenue, and Forest Grove Drive between 6 and 7 o'clock. Fire investigators have not said if anyone was hurt or what caused these fires. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get 1 gig WOW Business internet starting at $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
One evening my father said, "My son, I'm dying and soon I'll be gone. But before my final farewell, hear me and hear me well. Do whatever you want to do. Have a plan or roll the dice. But one thing is strictly taboo. Please follow my advice. Never Google your symptoms. That is my only prescription. You get 100 diagnoses, 70 evil prognoses. Every sign is a serious condition. If you Google cough and diagnosis, you have got tuberculosis. And if you Google fever and red, you've got Ebola and soon will be dead. And if you Google I have a runny nose, it's CSF, your brain is leaking juice. And if you Google itch and prognosis, anaphylactic shock or psychosis. Never Google your symptoms. Seldom it brings any wisdom. You want to discover, but you might uncover that you have an extra chromosome. So this is what I heard my father say. and then he closed his eyes and passed away. The autopsy report was very clear. Death from hypochondriac fear, which is custom when you Google your symptoms. Never Google your symptoms. The hit list is never awesome. Pain in your left arm, heart attack alarm. Do you feel a little weak? Yes, you've got ALS. If you have a slight anemia, you've got leukemia. Are you a little crazy? You've got ADHD. So never ever Google your symptoms.
If I had done that, I wouldn't know that I was stricken with crepitus, which is, because my knee makes this goofy, it doesn't hurt, it just makes this clicking sound climbing the stairs. And so we Googled that on TV this morning and found out it's the dreaded crepitus. So when the dreaded crepitus foundation comes to your door.
Give generously.
Yeah. And do it in my memory, because it is fatal. No. We have animal stories after traffic, and that's all we're doing right now is checking traffic. 747. I've got the wind behind the building, man. Holy cow.
Yesterday morning, though, I mean, it was enough to knock you down.
It's coming from the other side today, from the east, from which the is east, weird. Yeah. Right after Skipper.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy on the interstates right now, I-65 and 85 both, especially 65 southbound at 143. We're showing a big backup there as everybody tries to get into Montgomery. First accident of the morning is on the Eastern Boulevard at Marty Lane. That's going to be just down from the Honey Baked Ham Store in the direction of Woodley Road. Headed that way, watch out for emergency vehicles there. We are very busy on the boulevard, Atlanta Highway 231 out of Wetumpka. Drive carefully this morning and keep it here for more traffic updates. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is saying no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Simba. Simba, wake up.
Hey. There you go.
Sorry about that. It is time for today's edition of Animal Stories. An recommended animal. By Bailey. Wolfman. All right. We are good. It begins today. We were talking about fat kids in...
the Mediterranean.
Mediterranean, yeah. I guess because of the diet. But humans aren't the only ones that fatten up. Because bears have to fatten up before they go into hibernation. So we're talking about a bear here in California. He is rather plump, to say the least, described by authorities as exceptionally plump. His love of food clearly apparent. His insatiable appetite recently led to a rather embarrassing predicament. Bears are in a constant state of food seeking, so you have to be very careful when you're in any area where bears are roaming, because they can break a car window with one swat.
They got a keen smelling sense of smell too. Yeah.
Deputies from the Placer County Sheriff's Office are called to the scene Monday, where the bear, dubbed T-shirt, had evidently decided to go dumpster diving. However, having T-shirt had trouble getting back out. Seems like T-Bear was just a little bit chubby for his own good. After T-Bear entered the dumpster, the lid closed behind him, and he got stuck.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but fortunately for the big chubby bear, deputies were able to lend him a hand. But can you imagine lifting the lid of a dumpster?
How do you get him out?
A bear in there? Yeah. Afterward, T-shirt. He's, by the way, got that name because he's got a white patch of hair on his chest.
I see.
Like me, just last scene. Moseying off in search of perhaps less perilous food.
And smelling a little worse than he was.
Hey, Simba, let's talk about elephant poop.
A new gin made with botanical source from elephant.
Did you say gin?
Gin. Has launched in South Africa called the Ibu Nluvu Gin. It's said to be designed for fans of the spirit of Africa, uses essential ingredients sourced from elephant poop that has been washed and dried. To create the gin, they collect fresh dung from naturally foraging elephants. It's dried, crumbled, and sterilized. Once processed, the botanicals extracted are infused into the gin, giving it a unique African flavor.
Well, I bet it does have a unique flavor, but I want to know how you figure that out. Who figured that out? You know, we got this dung over here. I wonder if that would make a good gin.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a good question. One that demands an answer, which I actually don't have. But, by the way, the Ibu company that manufactures the elephant dung infused gin will donate 15% of their profits from sales to the Africa Foundation to support work in wildlife conservation at the well-known Finda Game Reserve.
The well-known the Finda?
See, if I say it that way, then people will want to look it up so they don't feel underinformed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or worse, ignorant.
So,
do you think I could see Dr. Jeff Pasley? Could he do anything for my crepitus?
I don't know if he covers crepitus, but I bet he would take a look at it and find out.
I bet elephant dung might help you.
I don't know that he'll come to that sort of diagnosis that you need elephant dung on your crepitus.
We'll watch Simba during the top of the hour Fox News.
Who knows about the healing abilities of elephant dung? I have no idea. But if you are feeling, you know, out of sorts, I guess, you know, where, you know, your body's just feeling, you know, like you woke up on the wrong side of the bed type of thing. Not cranky, but, you know, sore or just odd, you know, you got a weird pain in your foot or your shoulders or something like that, and you're not sure what it is, Dr. Jeff Pasley can help you out at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. If you go to millbrookchiropractor.com, you're going to find out all the information you need to know about what they offer. Some of the things that you won't find there, though, is basically the kind of person Dr. Jeff Pasley is. He is somebody that wants to help you. If you are in pain, as any doctor would, they want to make you feel better, and they want to do it not at your expense, but to your benefit. He doesn't want to put you on medication that's going to be something that you're going to need a refill for every time you run out just to get through the pain. Shouldn't be the pills that get you through the pain. It should help with it, but not something that you have to depend on. And he wants to get you there in any way he can. Go to MillbrookChiropractor.com. You can fill out all the paperwork there if you're a new patient, or you can find out their hours and their exact location as well for Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
You know, every nerve in your body works through the spine. If it's out of line, you're going to have pain, and that's why for a long time, chiropractors, I'm talking about many, many years ago,
they were thought of as not doctors.
But they are amazing, and finally, the health insurance industry woke up and said, hey, we can prevent operations and far more expensive procedures by letting our customers use a chiropractor. Sure. And Jeff Pasley is brilliant. Look who's here. Let's give a big
bang zoom
welcome to Ralphie Boy.
Hey,
how you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
Yeah. I was just wondering, it's one thing to figure out the gin thing, but who was the first hearty soul to taste it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the thing. It goes back to, I think, the Native Americans who found out all these great remedies, you know, but how do you figure out what's poison and what's going to help you?
You wonder how many people kind of gave their life.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he was just too sick.
Amazing. Yep, I agree.
Anyway, thanks, guys. See
you. Right,
we appreciate the call. We gave away a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate last hour, and the new specials are in. I get these direct from Larry Stevens, who is on the inside.
Hey, Larry. Larry's got it.
They're featuring holiday helpers. Now, everything in the store is cost plus 10, so you're going to save. I go there every Sunday. And that great bacon, here's a good example.
boy, it was
that
so
is
good.
Wright's bacon. Great, because it comes in a resealable package.
It was
a lot
perfect
of bacon does not.
This morning. It was perfect.
It was. And it's $7.89 for 16 ounces, a full pound. When I was in one of the retail stores, I needed a greeting card. So I walked past the meat department and took a look. And anything comparable to Wright's was $11.99 or higher. My jaw was dropping. I couldn't believe it. So you got to try Food Outlet, because we're not talking about nickels and dimes. Go a little out of your way to go to a place that will put real money back in your pocket that you can use for other things, like going out to restaurants when you want to have a meal out. Seriously, you can do that. Breakfast pork chops are $1.87. If I can find a recipe, I may make those for you guys. And a box of sausage patties with some nice fried eggs, a little toast, $5.95 for a 40-count box of Tennessee Pride, which is an excellent brand. You'll save in every department at all three Food Outlet locations, from dairy to fresh fruit and vegetables. Bananas are 46 cents a pound. That's two-thirds of the price they charge at the chains. And it's been that way since day one. In Millburg on Highway 14, on Main Street in the preferred community just west of 31, and I'll see you Sunday morning at Coliseum Boulevard, where I take pictures in the chicken tender department.
Yep.
And call them Bailey Grahams.
Yep.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy on the interstates right now, I-65 and 85 both. Especially 65 southbound at 143. We're showing a big backup there as everybody tries to get into Montgomery. First accident of the morning is on the Eastern Boulevard at Marty Lane. That's going to be just down from the Honey Baked Ham store in the direction of Woodley Road. Headed that way, watch out for emergency vehicles there. We are very busy on the boulevard, Atlanta Highway 231 out of Wetumpka. Drive carefully this morning and keep it here for more traffic updates. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Super Center is saying no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get those kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and a Hammerhead go-kart is fun and safe. Hammerhead two-seater go-karts have three-point safety harnesses, overhead protective structures, hydraulic brakes, electric start, and reverse. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $12.99 or payments as low as $25, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. CTE, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's.